Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get the podcast there. It's going to snow. We got snow in the forecast, I think, late tonight, Jamie.
It says a decent increase is in expected snowfall totals overnight. I'm seeing anywhere. Ooh. It says there could be up to 8 inches in some parts.
No kidding.
Yeah, wow. But that's more south. Yeah. And then, where you live in Littleton. Wait, you live in Littleton, Lakewood. Where else do you live?
Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the outskirts.
Yeah. 3 to 7. Yeah, 3 to 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's gone up since we got to work this morning. Because
sure
when I first saw it earlier this morning, it was 2 to 4 inches.
Right.
Now it looks like it's 3 to 4, maybe even 4 to 6 inches for the metro. So.
Yep. So
it's gone
knows?
Up just a little bit. You know what happens this weekend? National Western Stock Show starts.
Oh, it does?
I think it does.
Oh,
I think it starts this Saturday, if
it
I'm
does?
Not mistaken.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think it's this Saturday. Maybe it's Saturday, Sunday? Yeah. But I think the parade, which I've never been to, is Friday morning, I think it is.
You got to go and get your bamboo sheets.
Yeah. Every time. Bamboo sheets.
Yeah, it's a staple at the stock show.
It really is. People flock to get those sheets.
Bamboo sheets?
You got to get the bamboo sheets.
It's a staple?
It's a staple. They smell like cow manure, but once you get them home and wash them, they're great.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know that. I've only been out to the stock show once. I went out to the bull riding once. That's the only time I've been out there.
Yeah.
But I had no idea about the sheets was a thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. You got to get the bamboo sheets.
Every time the stock show comes around, my first thought is, my first memory, and I wasn't even there, is Ralphie in the Button Busted.
Yeah, he did.
When we first got together to do this show, Jamie, that was the first year, he was 5 years old.
Yep.
And they do the mutton busting where they put the
sheep.
Kids. He rode a sheep. That's pretty crazy.
I love watching that. It's the best thing
it's
ever.
It's so funny because then when he got off of it, he fell off of it, right? But when he got off of it, he looked like Nixon. If you remember, Nixon did the 2-piece signs and
up
was bent
air.
Over. And my son was kind of bent over a little bit because I think it hurt. And he did the 2-piece signs. It was a little 5-year-old Nixon out there. And the crowd went crazy because he was just like Nixon.
I'm going to tell you right now, because Jamie has the video. When I saw the video and I saw him on there just bucking along as he's riding it down through there on that sheep, and then all of a sudden at the end of it he jumps off and throws those fingers up in the air, I said, that boy's going places. That kid is going places, because I can tell you right now, Frog being 6 years old, he would never do it. It would be something that he would have to see somebody else do it. He would have to hold his hand. He wouldn't be in Ralphie.
Really?
Ralphie took it by the reins, baby. He rode that sheep as far as you could ride it.
I know, but I've been around Frog. He doesn't seem like he...
He's a little timid at stuff
that.
No. Yeah, but Ralphie, and I think most kids would be like Frog. I don't think most kids are like your kid. Your kid jumped on and held on.
Full send.
Oh, dude, when you watch the video, I mean, he's a cowboy.
But then they get to the age of about 7 or 8 and they see that they have a 3-foot trophy in their bedroom with a sheep on the top, and they go, this is what my kid said. We walked in and he goes, well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
He made me take it out of his room because he didn't want a gigantic sheep trophy. I was like, it's 3 feet. Who doesn't want a 3-foot trophy? He's like, Mom, it's got a sheep on the top.
You should have given it to Spadil. I think he would like it.
Yeah. But it would mean different things.
Would you like to have the sheep trophy for your room?
I love sheep.
That'd be a great conversation piece, right?
Oh, my God. Icebreaker. I mean, most kids love trophies no matter what they are, right?
Can't you see some of your friends coming to your house, Spadil, and walk into your room and there's a sheep trophy?
It's definitely a conversation starter.
Dude, what's going on here?
3 feet high of sheep.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I, he's like, Mom, just throw it away. Like, this is embarrassing. I have a sheep. But it's in the basement, packed deep in the basement. And someday I'm bringing it out. Someday.
You should hide it when he gets a house. Hide it in his house somewhere.
Yeah. Are you serious? There's actually a sheep on top of the trophy?
On the Bible.
Or when he graduates, you should just bring out all of his awards and have like a big party.
I'm thinking his wedding. I'll be like, and then I present you with your sheep trophy.
I think you could put that on eBay and get hundreds of dollars for a sheep trophy. I mean, those are hard to find on back.
Yeah, I
you
don't know where you find the screw-on sheep for the top.
There's some wacko job out there would buy that sucker from your heartbeat, right? That's sad. That's great, though. Oh, all right, the National Western Stock Show, it does start Saturday, right? The 11th. It starts the 11th, and I think the parade is Friday morning, if I'm not mistaken.
I always like get a little anxiety with that parade. I feel like some of those steers are going to go like AWOL.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what. I feel like just a big goring is going to happen. I don't know why I feel like
that. The running of the bulls at downtown.
I'm kind
of
with you on that. Yeah. It looks a little sketchy.
Yeah, because those big horn sheep, you know, or not sheep, big horn, whatever those cattle are.
Longhorns.
Longhorns, that's what it is, sorry.
Longhorns.
Do you remember when they got loose in Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
And they were chasing people into the bank?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. It was terrifying.
Yeah, I think they give these cows shots, though, before they do the parade.
I'm seeing that the parade starts Thursday, January 9th at noon.
Okay. It's going
to start at Union Station at 17th Street, and then it ends at 17th and Glenarm.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Thursday instead of Friday, right?
I mean, because I always thought about taking my kid there, but I was like, there's going to be an incident.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think they spiked their food with like one of those edibles.
Oh, you
know,
one of those make them chill.
Yeah, one of those that chill you out. You'd have to do that to a longhorn before you parade him down the street with thousands of people out there, would you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have to tone him down a bit?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
They give him all Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like when Spadil shows up for work. I figure if you could take a shot at Carson this morning, I could take a shot at you, pal.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You're saying today there could be snow?
But the Weather Channel, I get notifications from the Weather Channel, but they're also always a little off. I just got one that says, heavy snow for Lakewood, really cold in Lakewood. That's all from the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching this story on these. Have you seen the story on the egg prices? And how they're out of control.
Okay, but I have questions.
All right, because I'm glad you do, because I'm a little confused on it, too.
Because I don't know. It's the internet, right? So one person keeps posting that they can't find any eggs. Another person keeps posting, showing tons of pictures of eggs everywhere at every grocery store.
All right.
So what's the truth?
I went to the grocery store just a few days ago. You know me, Jamie. I go every other day or so. I saw no problem. Saw no problem.
All right.
But I will say, just like you... My gosh, my feed is nothing but people complaining about there are no eggs. There were plenty when I went to the store. So I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not seeing it personally.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing
it. I'm glad that you told me. I haven't been in Colorado for a few days, so I didn't know. I was like, what's going on? You guys have no eggs?
So I don't really know if that's the case or not. Spadil, what are you saying?
I'm seeing that there's a lot. I see eggs when I go to the store. The problem is how expensive they are now, man. That's like $4.50 for a pack of 12.
A pack of 12?
It's called a dozen.
A dozen
eggs.
You knew what I meant, right? You knew what I meant.
You're not buying a 12-pack of beer, son.
There's 12 eggs in the carton.
It's a dozen eggs.
It's a pack of 12.
Dozen eggs.
Okay, dozen eggs. It's like $4.50, though, for a dozen eggs.
Listen. And some people are saying that it's because of the new Colorado law.
Right.
And that's why we're having it. Spadil tells me this morning that's not the case because I saw a lot of that too on the internet. Okay, so I don't know for sure, but here's the audio.
Because
of the cage free. Was it a new law that took effect?
They passed it. It was in like 2020 or 2021, right? And then they had 5 years to get ready for it. And this January 1st was when it fully took effect.
Here's the story.
In grocery stores across the country, it's become a familiar sight. Empty shelves and high prices for eggs.
I bought them the other day. I think they were around $4 for a dozen.
It's due largely to the ongoing impact of a nationwide...
No, for a pack of 12, lady.
Pack
what
of
the
12.
Hell? It's not a dozen.
Exactly.
Spadil told you it's a pack of 12.
$4 for a dozen.
It's due largely to the ongoing impact of a nationwide bird flu outbreak.
The supply of...
Oh, it's the bird flu.
Oh, it's not even about cage eggs.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. I thought it was caged eggs.
They say they're having a hard time getting hens.
Oh, we got hen problem.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I didn't even know.
It's the bird flu.
Boy, the internet couldn't be more wrong then.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that. With it being all across the country, it wouldn't be the Colorado law.
No, wow. Exactly. So
yeah,
the internet
so that does
is a,
make
is a
sense.
Complete lie.
Because I'm with you, Jamie. I thought it was because of our laws here that took effect at the first of the year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, a 12-pack all of a sudden costs you $4.50. What do I know?
The internet is a lie, you guys. It's just a lie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, put me down. For buying squares for the game.
I know, but I feel like a bookie.
Yeah. Well,
right? So my friend just asked me if I went in on a square, right, for the Super Bowl. And
No, for the playoff game, isn't it?
No, it's for the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I thought we were doing it for this Sunday. Nope. Well, take me out.
All
take
right,
me back
never,
out. Take me back wait, out.
Says,
well, the Super Bowl's too far away. You know me, Jamie. I love instant gratification. Right. I want this
so
week
you
to
don't,
do.
Because he said he would buy you one. No. No,
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, put me back
oh
in.
Oh, my God.
Of course you're going to do it. Come
put
on.
Me back in. It's okay, gambling. Okay. I'll do it. But I was hoping it was for this Sunday for the Bronco game
No. It's for
okay.
Super Bowl.
My bad. Yeah, keep me in.
Okay.
No. I don't know if I want...
Which is it?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay,
I'm in.
Right,
put me in for the Super Bowl, and I'll catch you on payday. Things are tight right now. I mean, just after the holidays, things get really tight. Okay. I was looking, though.
No, but are you serious? Because I just told him to get you a
square. No, I'm in. I'm in.
Because you got to pay him.
$100.
I know. It's not like me where we're like, and like he's really buying us.
Like he wants the money.
Yeah. But I don't know him. So.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
yeah,
I know him?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of weird. Take me back out again.
Right,
listen. No, I'm in. Okay. I'm in. Okay. I'm in. Put me in for the squares. Squares is a weird game. If you've never played the squares, it's bizarre because you put money in and it's a big pool and there's X amount of squares. There's a certain number of squares and they draw out blind numbers. And whatever number you get, you can tell up front if you've got a good chance or not. Mm-hmm. Like in football, if it ends at a 4 or a 7 or a 3, you're looking pretty good. 0 is a pretty good number. But when you get one of those crappy numbers, like a 6 or a 2.
I know.
Something like,
this is full out like blind gambling.
And you almost know before the game starts, I don't have a shot in hell.
I mean, do we really have $100 just to blow like this?
Not really. It's never stopped me before. I was looking at the forecast for Sunday. You would think of Buffalo because that is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be partly cloudy and 32 degrees at kickoff.
Oh, okay. Well,
perfect.
We're used
That's
to
not
that.
Bad.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So I think we have a chance.
Okay.
All right. Today, Jamie and I were just seeing this for the first time, and Carson, too, sitting here in the studio. Today is divorce day.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Never heard of it.
Okay, me either. When did this come up?
You know, we go around here every single year. It seems like something pops up that's been around for 20 years, and we're hearing about it for the first time. And I don't feel like we're that unplugged people, you know?
No, but we have it like with the weather, like the weather words. Remember, they came out with some kind of weather blizzard thing?
Yeah, bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone was a big one.
Remember, we never heard of that one?
I know.
Yeah, so today is officially divorce day.
I've never heard of this.
Well, I guess that what people do is they hang on for dear life through the holidays.
So if you're miserable, you probably got through the holidays just gritting your teeth.
Yep.
Like, I hate this son of a... I can't stand living with this person, even though we have kids together.
Right.
But it's time to get out of here. And then when the holiday is over, this is the day that most people go in and file.
Exactly.
For a divorce.
That's what they say. Today is the biggest day to file for a divorce because not only do you realize that you probably overspent, you know, over the holidays, so now you're broke, but also maybe they got you something that you hated.
Yeah. And then you that was the last straw.
And then you hate your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You
know,
like, you hate your father-in-law. You hate everybody. And you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we've all been there.
We have. Yeah. Well, I have, but
me
I don't.
Too.
Yeah, you have, right?
Yeah,
so we've all been there.
Yeah.
And so today you're just like, okay, new year. I'm done being miserable. I'm done being in this horrible marriage. It's a new year. I'm getting out.
And statistically.
Yeah.
It backs this up.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
I had no idea. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, so are you filing today?
No.
Carson?
I'm not, but I hope she's not. I don't know about her.
I got news for you. I talked to her over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I will say she doesn't look that happy in the pictures.
Wow.
I mean, like, her smile's like, why does Carson have to be in the picture?
Don't say this. I'm not going to overanalyze everything that I do. Yeah.
What did you get her for Christmas?
I got her 2 front windows tinted for her on her new car. She really wanted it.
Oh, my God. This is divorce day.
You got her what?
I got her windows tinted.
Well, that was it.
Well, and I got her a back massager, too.
Ew.
No, she loves it.
What's his name?
She says she loves it.
That's who she's running off with, by the way. What's his name? Larry?
Larry.
Larry, the back massager
you got
guy?
The worst gifts ever.
Why?
That's terrible
it
gifts.
It is horrible.
Why? She loves it.
Yeah, sure she does. We all lie. God.
Just window tinting. It just
well,
seems
she
a little
really
weird.
Wanted her windows tinted
well, just,
because she got a new
just
car.
Just drive over and have them done. It doesn't count as a gift.
Why not?
Because
you could have easily bought her like a round trip to the Stanley Cup playoffs or something.
Right.
Something that you enjoy. Wasn't that what you did last time?
Year, yeah.
Wasn't that what he bought her last time?
Yeah.
It was like her birthday and he took her on a trip.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a getaway for your birthday.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a hockey game that he wanted to go see because he'd never been to that stadium before. That was her gift, right?
Yeah. Well, now he wants the windows tinted on the car. Oh, I mean, she does.
She does.
Yeah, wink.
And a back
she
massager.
She seemed excited about it.
And a back massager.
Named Larry. That dude, he's got his own room, right?
By the way, that back massager is always iffy because you know and I know. It always comes around to the front.
No, I didn't know.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
DJ and Jamie.
DJ, Jamie Morning Show, back from vacation. A couple of weeks off for the holidays. Jamie took a road trip, taking Ralphie back out to college.
What a whole thing. First of all, on Thursday, we got stuck on I-70 for like 3 hours. I don't know if anybody had that happen too, but we put it in park. And then finally, we just gave up and we peeled out and got a hotel.
Unbelievable, because I saw Saturday morning, I got up and flipped on Fox 31, and they were doing a little traffic report on I-70 going into the mountains for people going skiing, and it was just bumper, not even moving. But I've been in that situation before, get stuck on I-70 and nowhere to go.
So we have a 20-hour drive, right? And so 3 hours in, we gave up.
That's depressing, isn't it?
It was. Well, we made it funny because you can't get mad, like, you know, right? But I will tell you, there is a whole gouging thing going on with those hotels. When they know you're stuck up there, they raise the price like you cannot believe.
But if I owned a hotel
I would
up there,
do too. I know. I know. Let me just be honest.
If you and I ran a little BJ and Jamie Ann up there,
that's true.
We'd be doing the same thing. You see a snowstorm coming. You know I-70 is going to be closed. Yep. All of a sudden, my rate goes from, $69 a night to $6,900 a night, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because if you've ever been up there and the road get closed and you get in your situation that you were, You'll take anything.
Yeah.
You'll mortgage the house for it.
But here is the worst part about all of it. So I went up to Glenwood Springs, right? And then I spent Glenwood Springs, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever. And then I drove back down, picked up my son, and then we went that way and then got stopped for three hours.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So your son was in
Denver.
Oh, so you went to Glenwood Springs, came back, got your son.
Yeah, and drove up and then stopped.
Went down the mountain, went to go back up, and got stopped.
Yeah, I went up, down, and then halfway.
That's a lot.
Man, that's feeling like spinning your wheels and going nowhere.
Oh, my God, I know. I was why didn't I just take a train to Glenwood Springs, and then you could have come up, because the Amtrak train goes to Glenwood.
Yeah.
And then that way he could have just come up on his way up. And it was
picked you up.
It was not well planned.
That's crazy.
It's not well planned.
Yeah, it gets crazy, though, in I-70, man. Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, and it was all here, but this was all to take his truck out to the university. So, man,
you're lucky you found the room, though. Even if it is, you know, whatever it is that you found, you're still lucky, because, I mean, look at all the people up there that are scrambling for a room.
It was awful.
I mean, because you'll take anything at that point. You'll take an Airbnb that is not really even an Airbnb, that somebody just offers you a room to stay in, you know?
Well, we took bed bugs.
It kind of comes from the territory,
it does,
I guess.
Right? It's fine. It was fine. We got a room, like it was below the basement. Like it was, you could only see.
Oh, so it was the last room that they had.
Yeah, it was the last room. And I don't know what it is about the handicapable rooms that I don't know. I feel bad that I'm in it, but I also feel like I don't know.
I'm the same way.
And it's not fair because they're fine, but I don't know.
Got one also. I forgot where we were at, but we got one too. And it does make you feel kind of bad.
It
makes you feel like that somebody really needs this.
Yeah.
And here I am staying in this. They gave me this handicap room.
I know. It makes me feel like when you, you know, if somebody parks in a spot or something, what if somebody needs this?
It's like using that stall in the bathroom.
Right. It is. When it's the only one empty.
Yeah. It shouldn't be in there when there's handrails. I know. Where I should be staying.
I know.
Not at this point anyway.
What do you do? Okay. So that's a great question because what do you do? Every stall. At, let's say the airport is full.
Yeah.
But that one is open.
I use it.
Me too.
Yeah, I do it.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you come limping in, you're gonna have to wait.
My son told me, because remember we went through all, because we had to go like Northern California. So we went through like Barstow and Bakersfield and all these places. And my son told me, he's like, oh, if I go, what happened? He goes, we're stopping at all the worst gas stations, right? To pee all the way along the way. And he's like, there was some guy in there and he's taking the biggest dookie, mom.
Oh.
And he goes, and he is watching reels.
Oh! Blowing up the bathroom.
Oh, so nasty.
Well, what's wrong with that? Is that a problem?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.